Okay, let's learn something. Okay, where are we here? Itmar, three lines down. So we said yesterday that Chamchuchum be Shabbos, you can't use that at all. Chamchuchum may Erev Shabbos. So Rechit says, Kol Haguf is Zoser, but Pon of Yodov Viraglov is Mutter. We're going to see now it's a Machloik. I mean, that's the Maskona. It's actually a Machloik. Let's see. Itmar. Chamin Shuchum may Erev Shabbos. Rav Omar, Lemocha, Rechit's when Kol Gufo Ever Ever. You can wash your whole body piecewise. You can't take a shower or a bath in one shot, but you can affect the same thing. Wash your hands. Shmuel says no. Lo hitiru lichos ela pon of yodavrag. Like we said yesterday, pon of yodavrag, not more than that. Meiser. Chamin shehuch mumei erev Shabbos lemochor roicheitz bohen pon of yodavrag. Lo avol kol gufo. The Chura says exactly what Shmuel said. To yufta the rav omloch rav loy kol gufo bivas achas ala ever ever. You can do. It means don't do kol gufo at once. But it says, well, pon of yodav viraglov ktoni, kain pon of yodav viraglov. It drays out. Don't do kol gufo at once. Do it kain pon, meaning do it piecewise. Toshma. We're going to have a few of those until we finally pin them to the wall. Toshma. Lohitiru lirchots becham and chehukum erev Shabbos. They only allowed what? El pon of yodav viraglov. The Chorvaita says, like Shmuel. Again, he pushes it. Hochanami, kain pon of yodav viraglov. Okay, now we're gonna close the deal. Tani Chavosei de Shmuel, Chamin Shehuch Me'er Shabbos Lamocha Roichitz When Ponov Yodav Viraglov Avolo Kol Gufo Ever Ever. So it says it clearly. That's the knockout punch. Ain Tzorach Lomo Chamin Shehuch Mu Biyontiv. It's certainly Chamin Shehuch Mu Biyontiv. You can't do Kol Gufo piecewise. Okay, so we now have basically a Tiyuft. Good. So, but let's just backstep a second. So we had Rav Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Rav allows on Chamin Shehuch Me'erev Shabbos. Rav allows Kol Gufo Ever Ever to piecewise to wash your whole body. Fine. Now we knocked him out, but the Gemara wants to know like this. Interesting. Rabba Masli Lol Hoshmaitz the Rav Bahai Lishna. He quoted it this way. Chamin, it's according to what we said in Rav, what he allowed was washing Aver Aver your whole body, right? First your hands, then your legs, then your chest. You can eat. Okay. According to Rav, he allowed even more. Shulmem Shabbos Lamachar, Omar Rav Roichitz Ben Kol Gufo Mishai Aver Echot. In a sense, it's even more. You can take a shower and keep your hand out like this. In a way, it's even bigger, cool. You can actually wash your whole body as long as you keep your hand. Okay. Svei kohani tiyufta tiyufta. You see, now all these kashas are good kashas. The first kasha, pon of yodav viraglov. Before he got out of it, kain pon of yodav viraglov. He can't get out of it that way. That's not what he's saying now. Now he's saying you do kol gufo. Now he's going to be stuck. Okay, so he's knocked out either way. Fine. Now, omalei Rav Yosef la abaye. Rabo, miko ovid kishmaitse de rav. An interesting question. Rabbi Yosef asks Abaye, did Rabba go with this kula of Rav? Okay, Rav said a kula that Chamin Shehuch Me'erev Shabbos, you can do, let's say, Kol Gufo Ever Ever, or your whole body minus one Ever, right? Now, it's an interesting thing. Did he do like that? We knocked him out. But one second. First of all, they explain, why did he ask Abaye? Because we said, not long ago, very recently we spoke about it, that Abaye was an orphan. He was brought up by Rabba Bar Nachmoini. That's why they call him Nachmoini often. He called him after his father. Now, Rabbi Yosef took over the Rosh Yivarai after Rabba died. So Rabbi Yosef, when he wanted to know what Rabba's hanhogis were, he would ask Abaye, because Abaye grew up in Rabba's house. So he says, Abaye, did Rabba go with that kula of Rav? That you can, on Chamin Shehuch Me'erev Shabbos, you can actually wash your whole body piecewise. I don't know. I don't remember. Whatever. Now that's a strange thing. Did Rabba do like Rav? Rav was just teyufted. We knocked out Rav with a brisa. Okay. Mighty boiler. What's his shaila, Rabbi Yosef? Pshita the law of it. Of course, he didn't go like Rav was. Was knocked out of the box. Zogdi gemara shmiyale. Rabba did not know that Tiyufta. Rabba, that we have often, didn't necessarily know certain braises. It's not a Mishnah braise. Zokti Gemara, Rabba didn't know that Tiyufta. Okay? Now, If Rabbah didn't know that the Yufta, then Lachur Rabbi Yosef is asking Abai a legitimate question. Did Rabbah go with the Kula of Rabbah or not? There's not the Yufta. It's all he's Rabbah and Shmuel. Zog the Gemara, if I get the other way. Ilo Shmielei Vadayovit. If he didn't hear it, he certainly did do like Rav. Why? Because we had already, I wasn't here that day, Chabez or Chavalev. Chabez. Dom Rabbaye, Kol Mili Demar Ovid Ki Rav. Everything Rabbah went like Rav, Bar Mahani Tlas, the Ovid Kishmuel. Except for three machloikesin, Rabbah always went like Rav. What are the three exceptions? Matilin mi beget le beget. Can you take tzitzis off one beget and put them on the other beget? Rav says you can't. It's a bezoyin. It's like a mezuzah. You can't take down. Shmuel says you can. Since you're taking it off to put onto another beget shel mitzvah, you can. Madlikim in elin neheba chanukah. Can you light from one to the other? If you remember the sugi, the chobez on beis, through a kintzo, not through a kintzo. I got to say, it's over there, whatever it is. Rav's machmir, Shmuel's mekel. Another thing, halachic Reb Shimon begreira. Like we said, Reb Shimon holds he can schlep the chair because he holds Dovachin's kavan is mutter. Rav was machmir like Reb Yudah. Shmuel was mekel like Reb Shimon. So we have a kalal that Abayi said that in every machloikis Rav and Shmuel, Rabbah went with Rav except for these three times. So what's the shaila here? I mean, what are we asking here? Rabbi Yosef asked Abai, did Rabbah go like Rav in the business of Cham Chehuch Meir of Shabbos? First is, what's the talk about? There's a Tiyufta. Well, he didn't know the Tiyufta. If he didn't know the Tiyufta, then of course he did like Rav. Because Abai himself said that except for three places, Rav always did like Rav. Zog the Gemara, ki chumri de Rav or ki kul de Rav ovid. That's in the chumris. Those, if you notice, all three, all those things, Rav is the machmir, Shmuel's the mekel. Says Abaye Klal, in all those machloikisin, where Rav is machmir, Rav went with Rav, except for these three. Here, Rav is mekel. He's saying you can wash Aver Aver. That's what he wanted to know. Did Rav go with Rav in that kula or not? Abaye says, I don't know. Okay. Next. Now we're coming to the background of this whole thing we discussed yesterday. We have an interesting thing here that Chamin Shehuchmu the Shabbos you can't use. Chamin Shehuchmu Me Erev Shabbos you can't use to wash. You can't wash your whole body, right? Why is that? What's wrong? I cooked up water on Friday. Anything wrong? What's the problem? Cooked up Shabbos is not a maisa. I cook up water on Erev Shabbos, right? That's what we always do. The tea you can drink, right? So why can't you wash yourself with that water? Now we come, this is where it came from. Ton, very interesting the way the Gemara develops this. Ton Rabbono, Merchatz Shepokaku Nekovov Me Erev Shabbos. Now the way their things worked was they had in their Merchatz a big thing holding, there's a simple system. A primitive, I don't know what you want to call it. It was like a big tub, I don't know what you want to call it, a big mikveh full of water. And it under it, there were fires. There had wood, big fires burning. And they were in the kovim, there were holes. So the heat, basically they cooked the water. A very, very simple system over there. They cooked the water. So now they had water. Erev Shabbos, they plugged up those holes so that it wouldn't continue being heated for that heat. In other words, they plugged it up in a way that it wouldn't continue cooking it. We're trying to get Chamet Shehuchu Be'erev Shabbos, not on Shabbos. So we protect ourselves against that. Okay? Now, so basically in that Merchatz, what you have now is Chamet Shehuchmu Me'erev Shabbos. Okay? Nothing got warmed up on Shabbos. Now, Lemotzoi Shabbos Reichitz Bo Miyad. Immediately after Shabbos, you can use that water. You don't have to wait. Sometimes with Machmir, if a malach was done on Shabbos, that you have to wait after Shabbos enough time to do it. Here, no malach was done on Shabbos. They claim the Chiddush is the other way here. Here, the Chiddush is that had they not been poikicked in the Kovim, so had the water actually been heated on Shabbos, you would have to wait. Even though you still didn't do anything on Shabbos, it happened by itself. But here you certainly don't have to wait. Okay. Shabbos, meaning, but you can't use it on Shabbos. Okay. What's in the case of Yontif? Is Lemocher on Yontif, Nichnas Umaziah. You can go in and use it as a schwitzbeer. I mean, you can sit there. And she says that what's mazia? You don't do anything with the water. You just sit there. Sits there in the heat. Again, there was a lot of hot water. It was a closed place. You got a lot of steam over there. It would get steam. The yotze go out to the outer room and mishtatei fashes with cold water. But beisachitz. Now, Tais points out it's an interesting price the way it's written. But there's no difference between Shabbos and Yom Tovir. Why it's written this way, we'll see. Basically, what's the din? It's chamin shehuch umerev Shabbos umerev Yom Tov. You can't take a bath or a shower on Shabbos or Yom Tov. You can be mazia. That's what it says here. Now, Omer Reb Yehuda, Maisa b'mercha shel bnei brak, and the bnei brak b'mercha, shepokaku nekovav me'erev Yom Tov, they did that. L'mochor nichnas v'beloza ben azayi v'amaki v'ziyubo, they did exactly that, which you said you're allowed to do. They were mazia. V'yotzu, v'nishtatfu, and they rinsed off with cold water, b'beis achitza. Elo, Shechamin shalom mechupin b'nesorim. The hot water, the collection of hot water was completely covered with wooden boards, meaning there was no shash. They made it obvious that it was not getting heated up on Shabbos because they covered it up completely with boards, hot water. Kishibu adov l'fnei chachomim omru avo pishen chamin shalom mechupin b'nesorim. You don't even have to go that far. You don't have to make it covered. And if you park a kuna cover, it's enough. They went out of their way to cover it up so it shouldn't be halal look like the water was cooked on Yom Tov. You don't have to go that far. As long as it's park a kuna cover. Now, so at that point, what do we have? What we said. Ruchitz is also, but lahaziyah is mutav. Okay. How do you touch lahaziyah? What's the English word? Yeah, that's not an English word. Yeah. I don't think so, anyway. Yeah. Steam bath. Okay, yeah. Schwitz. We'll stick with Schwitz. Oh, now comes an interesting thing. Umisherobu oivre aveiro. So at this point, you can't wash, but you can go into the Schwitz. People started doing aveiros. We'll say, what's an aveiro? You know what they were doing? They went in and washed, and they said, oh, we only went into the Schwitz. Hischilu lesa. They started to ask for that too. I'm going to explain everything. Come. Ambatoyish shel krochim, big, big bathhouses. Mitayel bohen v'nechoshish. You can walk through them, and you don't have to worry. We'll see, because at this point we acid zeya. Once people start, they acid. But so you can walk through. You know what I mean? You have to walk through. You don't have to worry about it. Okay, now we'll go through. My oivri aveir. What's that aveir aveir? Dom Reb Shimon Pazi. Here comes the whole ishtalshos. We're backing up now. Don't forget, this Bryce already had an Issa to wash, just to add to Lazia. Originally, you could wash with Cham and Shulchan Erev Shabbos. You go to Kev, like we said before, why not? You heated up water on Friday. Why can't you take a bath on Shabbos? What's the problem? Originally, it was Mutter. His chilu habalonim, the bathhouse guys, lehochem b'Shabbos, v'oimrim Erev Shabbos uchmu. They started warming up the water on Shabbos, so some say they weren't Mavish Mechal on Shabbos, they put it up right before Shabbos, and there was a problem. Shemichate. But they started fooling around and saying, we did it Friday afternoon. So they stopped it. That's where the whole thing comes from. No, Shabbos. Originally, there was no Easter, right? There's nothing wrong. You warm up Shabbos on Friday. So you warm up water on Friday. Why can't I take a bath on Shabbos? You know why? Because since people were coming to the bathhouse on Shabbos for warmed up water on Friday, what the bathhouse guys were doing was warming it up on Friday night. When they shouldn't have said, yeah, we did it Friday afternoon. So they stopped it. So you can't, that's why you can't wash with Cham Shulam Shabbos. Also, it's a Chavitu, it's Isaiah. But they let you go to Shvitz. So what were they doing? Now this is the Ovi Avei of Abrais. They were washing and saying all we did was go to the Shvitz. So what was left to do? Chametferia then left Mutter. Chametferia is no problem. You're not eating it up altogether. So all that's left now is to wash in Chametferia. Adayin, they were still machin shtick. They were washing in warmed up water. So that's Chametferia. But I know you roichtzim b'chamei or the oimim b'chamei tveria rochatzu is oslam chamei tveria They took away everything. Now everything's awesome. To wash in heated water, even to be mazia, and even to use chametveria, the only thing is mut is cold water. It's too much. They couldn't handle it. They didn't like matter any. They backtracked. He tirulahen chametveria. So they backtracked on that Easter. They were matter chametveria. V'zeyah b'mekoyim ha'omedes. And zeyah remains awesome. That's how it remains. Is everything is awesome on Shabbos? But chametveria is mutter. What? Who? Yeah. Well, we'll get there. That's not a problem. But from this Eisig, it's moved. Omar Rovo, Haiman de Over at the Rabbonon, a person who's over on an Issa de Rabbonon, Shori le Mikrele Avaryonon. You're allowed to call him an Avaryon. How do you know it? You know it from this Braisa. Because what did we say? Mishi, what was the Loshin there? Mishi Robu Oivre Aveira. What was their Aveira? They were washing in water warmed up on Erev Shabbos and saying, what's the Issa to wash in Cham Shulm Erev Shabbos? That's an Issa de Rabbonon, that's all. And yet they call him Ovrei Aveira. Kiman, ki haitano. And batoye shel krochim mitai, I'm sorry, ki haitano, period, like this tan. Now, and batoye shel krochim, we said, big ones, mitai ulbohen vein achoyshesh. You know, you're walking through it. Omar Rova Dafka Kroch and big ones. I will declare him law. Why? My time it came into Zutrin. That's small. Mainly, you got a lot of nofish havlai. There's a lot of hevel. You're for sure going to be mazia. And mainly, you shouldn't even walk through it because you'll be mazia. Now, Pashtis is the way most of them learn. Not most. I mean, Rashi, the Tosfos and Rosh seem to learn. Even though you have no intention of being Maziah, you're just walking through. But since it's very heavy and have a small place, you're Maziah. Now, some say not that way, some say the Rambam say it's only if you're Mechavin Lahaziah. Only if you plan on being Maziah. What? Because just walking through, you won't be Maziah. It's not going to happen. No, the Isur, the Isur of small ones is where you're mechaven, and it's going to be that way. The very interesting thing, the Meshavut Tainis, so they was getting the mikveh. Those who go in the mikveh should be careful, he says, to get dressed in the outer room. Because if you hang around, mechaba pasuk is in kavon lazir, amo pasuk is in without kavon lazir. If you hang around in that room, you're going to be mazia. And we are machmir, big ones, small ones, we don't know what it is. Anything is awesome. So he says, you're best off getting dressed. I didn't have it. He says, I know the little towns that had outer rooms. He says, you should get dressed quickly. We'll go to the other room, right? Something like that. But he says, interesting thing. He says, for the women who go Friday night, then he says, it's not shaykh to be careful. Because Friday night the water is still very hot. In a zichen nofish avlayu, what are they supposed to do? You know what I mean? He sent us on the side. Says it must be that lagabe the tefilas hanoshim, we rely on the mechaber shita. That it's only also the mechaber lazir. There's no eitzah there. I mean, amikvoy is not a problem. I mean, go away to another room is no problem altogether. But in the amikvoy, it was probably a small little thing, and I probably got dressed right next to the mikvah, and I got a lot of steam over there. He says, Friday night, and when we go Friday night, it's very hot. They just cooked it up before Shabbos. Yeah, and there's no way out from the Zeya in the small amikvoy. He says, it must be we rely, like I'm saying, let's not assume we rely on the other shittas. Interesting thing. By the way, Lagabe Tfilo on Shabbos, it's not a Poshet Tazach. I mean, Klai Sol accepted it, but it's not a Poshet Tazach. I mean, the Nodeb Yud is up in arms. It says it's got to be Poshet. Okay, it's like, what they are all relying on is a Korban Asanul. He brings it as a language. Shavuot says apparently we rely on that Korban Asanul. The Korban Asanul says that Tvila was not included in the Gzeres Rechitza, period. That's it. When they asked the Rechitza, they didn't ask the Tvila. Toilon Zach is not washing. It just wasn't included. They don't like it, most of the Achroinim, but let's say that. Shmuel said, apparently we are all relying on that. I mean, for the women, Zuch, I mean, nobody makes poison by the women. It's ridiculous. Nobody makes poison. I don't think so. Some waking women go early. That's probably... their kunst and to have them go earlier when it's Lomena Shmoyz, and then Ilo goes to Shuz, and Shaila Gabi Mekel, and then either part, you got both ways over there. You make them go early, you have you being Mekel in that. But there's some in the Broyeski Hill, if I'm not mistaken, they have them go Friday night earlier. Lomena Shmoyz. I'm not 100% sure, but something like that, from what I remember. I first got married, I lived in Washington Heights, so. whatever the reason is, Klai Swill is not, whatever it is. You're right, that Bialoch is not talking about that. That Bialoch is talking about Tikkun Gavra and Schita. But before that, the Mishnah Brura, at the beginning of the Siman, he mentions this. And he basically says we're relying on the Governor's Son. Tana Rabbana. Mischamim Odom Kineged HaMedura. You could stand next to the fire, warm yourself up. And then take a cold shower. Yeah, you're not going to heat yourself up that much. You're going to cook the water. You know, if you did, you got bigger problems than this. But and it doesn't look like you're washing in hot water either. But the other way around the acid. This you can't do. You take a cold shower. Now, when you're wet, you walk over to the fire. V'yischamim k'neged ha-medura. You go wet over to the fire. M'nei shemav shemayim sholav. You're warming up the water. Now, you read this Gemara, it sounds, because you're probably cooking the water. Now, Tzairai points out that's not true. Mavshir will soon say, mavshir never means to cook the water. The problem here is it looks like your chitz is called gufo b'chamim. That's what the problem is. You're fully wet and you're warming up the water. I was not getting that hot. But it looks like Rechitz is called Gufo B'chamim B'Shabbos. So they asked it.
The translation of the word Mafshir means to evaporate, right?
Well, Mafshir really means to warm up, but not to heat up. Poishir means warm water. Less than Yatzoletis. Whenever we say Hefshir, we mean yes than Yatzoletis. There's no way in the world you're going to stand next to a fire after a shower and cook the water Yatzoletis. And if you do, you're in trouble. I mean, you're going to fry. But that's what's going on over here. It looks like Rechitz is called Gufa. Okay. Tana Rabbona. Mecham Odom Aluntis. You can warm up a towel, put it on a dove and make it hot. You put on some hot water bottle. He said, when you feel well, a stomach trouble, you put heat there, hot water bottles they use, something warm, fine. That you shouldn't do, a hot water bottle you shouldn't use. Don't bring a hot water bottle. That you shouldn't do. Why not? So Rashi says, because it might spill, and you'll have rechitza on Shabbos. Or Tosfos says it might spill on the towel, and you'll have schit. But then Tosfos says it's lash pshat because it's refuah. It looks like it's refuah b'Shabbos. To use a hot towel doesn't look so. That's a nikkur. It's refuah. But using a hot water bottle on Shabbos is refuah. And there you have a question in Afkamin, and they propose can point that by Shabbat. According to Rashi in the first Pratt and Tosis, if you have a good seal on your hot water bottle, like today, you know, thermos, these kind of things, you're going to have a problem. They're going to spill. But if your problem is also refuah, no matter seal or not, it's not a problem of water spilling out. It's a refuah to use a hot water bottle on Shabbos. It says Yesh Lahach, Menem Mishnubu. And then says the Gemara, it's not a wise thing to use hot water bottles altogether. Okay, if you're worried about it spilling, I wouldn't use it on Wednesday either. Okay. Tana Rabbona. Now, this is a hard Gemara here. I'm going to go not with Rashi because... Okay, in a way, Rashi is simple. The problem is nobody holds like him. In Lahaloch, it's not that way. So we're going to go through it the way all the Rishonim learn it. Tana Rabbona. I'm sorry. Tana Rabbonon. Mevi Odom Kitoin Mayim. You can take a pitcher, a vase of water. Umanicho Keneged HaMedura. Not on the fire. In the Ligarfu Kotum. You're putting it next to the fire. Lo Bishvil Sheyechmu. Not that they should heat up. Ela Bishvil Shetofik Tzinoso. Now, the way most people, the way most Rishonim learn, and the Halach is clearly that way. It means you can't put it in a place where it could heat up, even if you're only putting it there to get warm. In other words, I put my thing over here. If I leave it there 10 minutes, it's going to cook. If I leave it there 2 minutes, it's going to take the chill out of it. So you could read this Gemara. You can't put it there to cook. But you could put it there for 2 minutes. That's how Rashi reads it. Allah, it's not that way. If it could cook, you can't put it there at all. And the Gemara means you can put it in a place. You can't put it in a place where it can cook. You can put it in a place where it'll only be made for tzinos. You have a fire over here, and you put a pitcher of water over here, let's say. You can leave, the measure is, if you leave it there all day, will it get to Yatzaletis? Let's say you're a foot away, it won't. It'll at best warm up a little bit. That you can do. But if you put it here, and let's say you leave it for 2 hours, it'll cook, then you can't put it there for a few minutes either. That's how everybody except Rashi reads this Gemara. Okay. Reb Yehuda Omer, you can do the same thing with shemen. L'chur, it's the same idea. Mevi'o isha pach shel shemen, a warm up shemen. Umanichosu keneged amedura, again, lo b'shil sheyevashel, ela b'shil sheyefasher, again, you can't put it in a place where it can cook. What's the difference? Shemen or water, same idea. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, you can't put the shemen down. Why? Even in a place where it'll warm up. Again, warm up, I mean not yatzoledes. Cook, I mean yatzoledes, okay? What you can do is isha socha yodo shemen. She can put shemen on her hands. Umechamemoso kenegen amaduro. She wants to warm up the shemen, right? So we said put it down over here where it won't get hot. It won't cook. It'll get warm. She wants to shmir her child. Okay, she wants a little warmer. Fine. You can't do that, he says. What you can do, I'll give you an eitzah. The mother should smear it on her hands, cold. Put her hands over here. It'll warm up a little. And then rub it on her child. We'll see in a minute what's going on over here. Isha yod Hashem, libno cotton. That you could do. Okay. This is a very enigmatic brisa. What's going on over here? What did Tanakama say? Tanakama said, you can't put a bottle of water where it can cook. You can put it where it'll warm. Comes Reb Yehuda and says the same exact thing about shemen. What does the Tanakama hold about shemen? What's his take on shemen over there? Shemen, Maula Tanakama. What did Tanakama say about shemen? Rabbi Reb Yosef, the Amri Tavayu Lehetero. He said it on water because he holds he could put shemen right next to the fire. Even though it'll cook, quote unquote. Rav Nachum by Yitzchak Omali Sura Fakert. He said it on Mayim because shemen you can't even put not close to the fire. He holds like a Shimon Gamliel. Now we'll go through the price. Let's go. Rabba Reb Yosef da Amri Tarvayu Lehetero. Meaning, the Tanakama said you can't put a bottle of water close enough to the fire that'll cook. You have to put it away so it'll only get warm. But shemen, you can do whatever you want with it. Shemen, afal pisha yad soledes bo muta. Why? Kosova tanakamo, shemen ain't bo mishum bishul. There's no bishul in shemen. I don't know why that is, but somebody, Gemara held, at least my daughter, Gemara held that shemen is a kind of a thing that, I don't know, it's not called cooking. Even if you get it up to yad soledes, it's not a cookable thing. It's not called bishul. Why? So that's what the Tanakama said. Tanakama said, I can't put a bottle of water near the fire where it'll get the yatzoledes, but I have to keep it away. Shemen, put right there. Because even if it's yatzoledes, I don't care. It's a nikim bishul. Comes Reb Yehuda, says, not true. Shemen is the same thing as water. Just like you said on water, you can't put it in a place where it'll get yatzoledes, so too shemen, it's the same thing. Bosa Reb Yehuda lemeima, shemen yesh bo mishum bishul. Vehef sheiro lo zehu bishulo. But it has bishul just like mayim, meaning yatzoledes. Hefsher, meaning less than yatzoledes, is not bishul, it's the same as water. So mele, just like water, you can't put close to the fire, but you can put it in a place where it doesn't get the yatzoledes. So too shemen, it's exactly like water. Comes Reb Shimon ben Gamliel all the way the other extreme. The Tanakama said shemen is such a thing, you can't cook it. As hot as it gets, it's not called bishul. So you can put it right next to the fire. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says the other way around. Shemen is such a thing that just warming it up is called bishul. So you can't do anything with it. You can't even put it over here. Because even a slight warming in shemen is called bishul. Completely the other extreme. Shemen yesh bo mishum bishul. And not only that, but hefsheiro zeo bishulo. Just warming it is called visual, so he can't do it at all. So what's his trick with the woman rubbing her hands? That's with a shinui. So with a shinui, he lets it. Now, that's the first system. That's it, the Tanakama's Mekel. So again, that's a... What do you call it? It's a... I forgot the word. It's a spectrum straight across. The Tanakama starts off, there's no bishul in Shem and Bechalal. Reb Yudah says there is, it's just like water. Reb Shingon says worse than water. Even if you warm it up, it's called Mavushal. That's the first system. That's Rabbi Reb Yosef. Rab Nachman Yitzchak Amar Li Sur. The Tanakama holds Shemen is awesome. That's why he said it in Mayim. He holds like Reb Shimon Gamliel, really. Shemen afal pi shein yatzo letters bo osa kosov shemen yesh bo mishum bishul vefsheru zeu bishulo osa Reb Yehuda lameima no hefsheru lo zeu bishulo vosa Reb Shimon Gamliel lameima shemen yesh bo mishum bishul vefsheru zeu bishulo. Good. Now, according to this, then the Tanakam and Shimon Gamliel are saying the same thing. They're both saying you can't put shemen even far from the fire because they both hold hefsheru zeu bishulo on shemen. So what's the difference between Tanakama and Reb Shimon Gamliel? Reb Shimon Gamliel, Tanakama, Igabinakalacha Yad. Yeah, the Tanakama says that you can't put Shem in there because Hefsheru Zeh Bishul, and you can't make any tricks either. Reb Shimon Gamliel came up with a trick. He said you can do it with a shinui. Reb Shimon Tanakama doesn't allow that either? Okay. Fine. Omer Reb Yudah Meshmuel. Echot shemen, vechot mayim, yad soledes bo osa, and yad soledes bo muter. Which is the way we hold, it's basically the middle sheet of before, that shemen, yesh bo mishum bishul, have shemen, lozo bishul, shemen, same as water. It's all the same. It has bishul, but you need yad soledes. So it's the Reb Yehuda, basically. Hechidomi yad soledes bo. What's the gather of yad soledes bo? I mean, you pull your hand back. So that's the one says, Omer Rechova, kol shekreso shaltinik nichveis. If the stomach of a child will be burned, that's what we call yad soledes bo. Okay, what that is up for grabs. Pulls back. Rashi brings a pasuk in Iyov. Nimsheches lachorea midaiga shalot tichove. Pulls back with afraid it'll be burned. Zelosh be sold the bechila. I'll pull back in fear. Right, it's that hot.
Instinctively, you pull it back. That's not a thoughtful process.
I hear. Okay.
So that's even cooler. In other words,
it's yeah, okay. But anyway, the Gemara says we don't measure in that way because, as the posting point that everybody has his pain, 7,000 levels. That's what I went to a baby. That they thought was more objective. If the baby will be burned, that's it. Now go figure what that is. Nobody knows. I mean, they've got it up as high as 160, 170, and down as low as come out 100. So they gave out some recently from the stipler. They claimed that he got 105. Hard to believe such a thing, considering that body temperature is 98.6, and 105, 107 could be as a lettuce. But look, one of these bichalach, they have that. Okay, Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdimi. Hamachas nichnasti achar Rebbe lebeis amerchatz. I went in with him on Shabbos to beis amerchatz. Points out Rashi, so it must have been chametz Tveria because by this time we already had the gzeiris, so it was a beth chametz Tveria beth. Ubikashti lehoniach lo pach shel shemen bambati. He wanted to be mishamishim, and he wanted to warm up some shemen and shmir it on Rebbe. Before he washed. That's how they used to do. They would shmear and then they would wash. Okay. So he figured he'll warm it up, he'll take a pot of shemen and sit it in the hot water portion. Oh, so he wanted to put it right into the chametz tveri. Omar Lee said to me, Tul b'klisheni v'tein. Don't put it right in there. He wanted to put, as Rashi explains, The Ambati was like a pool of the Chametz Tveria water. They had a channel coming off Chametz Tveria like this, and it collected over here. So that would be still a clean. Rashi calls it, that's a clearishin shalagabi oesh. It's not sitting on a fire anymore, whatever's going on with Chametz Tveria over there. It's off. It's like you took the pot of water, and you put it over here. But it's still Yatzal Eretz, so that's a Kli Rishon. So he says, don't do that. Take a Kli Sheni. Take. Yeah, but it's connected. It's connected. It's an interesting Rashi. It's a very interesting Rashi. Hold on a second, okay? So he said to him, listen, what you should do is take a pot, take out some kamitveya, that's now a cliche, and then put your pot of shemen into that. That's what he told him to do. Tulbe cliche, take some water cliche, v'tein. Shmamino tlas, three things. Shmamino shemen yesh bo mishum bishul, obviously, because he told him don't put it in the klirish. Obviously, it doesn't hold like that first Tanakam. Shmamino cliche, eino mevashul. Because he let him put it in the klisheni. Ushmamino hefshero zehu bishulo. Now this is not clear at all. Where do you see from here hefshero zehu bishulo? So Rashi learns because he wasn't planning on cooking the shemen. He wants to shmir Rebbe. He was going to make it yatzal lettuce. He'll burn Rebbe. He meant to warm it up a little. And yet he didn't let him put it in the klirish. So you see, just being mafshir is not a problem. Now that's only good according to Rashi. According to the we learn, you can't do that. You can't put something to be mafshir. Hold just 1 second. Slow. That's no right hefsher zeh bishulo. Because even water, which is not hefsher bishulo, we say you can't put in a place where it could get hot. Is most rishonim have a different gear to here. Hefsher lo zehu bishulo, because he let him put it in a cliche. Anything that cooking it, even warming it, will be visual, then Klisheni will do the trick too. That's the easier way to go here. Yeah, what's your problem? You seem to have a few.
No, it depends on the ratio of the part
What do you mean? But your other point is a very interesting point here. Definitely not for now. In this Rashi state, that if you have a Klirishin al-Gabi Ho'esh, and you channel it into this thing, you got the picture there. You have your chametver, you're running. They dug a channel and they made a pool over here. So your chametver collects over here. Rashi says that ambati is a kli rishon. It's a kli rishon al gabi yoesh, obviously. It's equivalent to taking the pot of water from the fire when it's cooking and putting it down over here, which still has a din kli rishon. So his problem is, why is it kli rishon? Kli rishon is the kli that was on the fire. Where the Rashi tells you, says, see, the walls got hot. This is something else. This seems to be equivalent to taking from a kli rishon, a pot, and pouring into something else. That we usually would call a kli sheni. It's connected. Correct. Very good. It's connected. Zok Chazanish, he has a tremendous humor from here. He says that kol zman, the kli sheni, is connected to the kli rishon. It's a kli rishon. That has a lot of ramifications. It's if you take a cup, L'moshel, and you open up your percolator and you pour it in, the Chazanish says that cup is a kli rishon. Until you cut the thing off, that cup is a kli rishon. No, kol zman, the thing is steady, it's kli rishon. From this Rashi.
That's what I get, because if I palmyria.
What? Good. A lot of people don't hold here as a promise, they klipa. But he holds that's a kli rishon. Most people do not hold the way. He claims it says it in this Rashi. It does seem to say it. That's the truth. And then there's a Prima Godem in Yoredei who also notes this Rashi. It's a very interesting Rashi. I once had a thought. This is a very interesting Rashi, whatever it is. An interesting Rashi. Okay, now, we got another problem here. Whatever happened over here, this discussion took place in the Beis Hamerchatz. In the Beis Hamerchatz, you're not allowed to talk and learn. And then what happened over here? That a major discussion here, a major halachic discussion in the bathhouse. He told it to him in English, you know what I mean? Don't tell the people out the Gemara, but the Gemara got to have him. If you say in English, it's not so holy. That's not true. Dvorim shel chol mutalomer b'loshen hakodesh. Dvorim shel chol you can say in loshen hakodesh in the bathroom, but dvorim shel kodesh oslom shel chol, that's not a teretz. You can't talk and learning in English in the Beis Hamerchatz either. Zog di gemara nefaloch afrushim esurishayni. That's a different story. He was going to put it into the Klirish, and he had to stop him. Afrusha Mesura Megman. Teida, a similar story. Going to have it later in Shabbos. Dom Rabbi Yudah Mashmu, Maisi B'tal Nidl Shom Ramei, Shenichnas Achav L'Beis Amerikat, Ubikesh L'Adiach Kark, he wanted to wash down the ground. Vamlo Ein, he can't Ein Madichin, because he'll come to Shvu Yigumas. Losach Lo Kark, to smear it with something white, Vamlo Ein, he can't do it. Ein Sochen, because Shvu Yigumas. Almo, Afrusha Mei Sura Shaini, Hochanami L'Afrusha Mei Sura Shaini. Good. Omar Ravina. Shmamino from this whole story. Hamavashel b'chamei tferia b'shabes chayiv. Why? Because this story with Rebbe was zicha talking b'chamei tferia. Because the gzeira on using water that was warmed up, that's what we had as Reb Shimon Levi. That's after Rebbe. In the time of Rebbe, you already couldn't use water that was warmed up on Erev Shabbos. So how was he going into the bathhouse hall to get a Rebbe? The answer is, it was Tveria. And yet he told him not to put it into the Klirish. So apparently cooking on Chamei Tveria is Chayv Chadis. Now, we know that's not true. Because Chamei Tveria we hold is told us Hacham, it's Adar Abonon. You're not Chayv Chadis. What? That's what Yossi says. But we don't hold that to it. We hold from there's a riot that told us Chama is awesome. As we said yesterday, we try and stay away from the Pisgah Shel Gehenna as much as we can. And we may not succeed in that endeavor, but we try. So it must have been Chama Tveria. And yet he told them, apparently Klirish would have been trouble. We know it's only Darbona. He said, Rabbi didn't mean Chayiv Chatos Mamish. He meant Chayiv Makis Mardus. He meant Zosim Darbona. My Chayiv, now I'm going to call Makis Mardus. Omer Abzeira Nachazite, it's a whole new story here. Omer Abzeira Nachazite Le Rebbe Abo, the Shot Ba'ambati, looked to be swimming in a pool of some sort. Velo Yedani, Okari Lo Okari, Rashi learns, did he pick up his legs? Meaning, was he really swimming? Or was he, just forwarding, but he was still walking? The swimming's a problem. Pshita de Lo Okari, the sign, Yelo Yoshid Odom Bebrechem Le'amayim, Vafilo Medes Bechotzer. Yeah, we don't want people swimming because you might come to make a klishayot in some sort of a raft to help you swim. Okay, and even if it's in the chotzer where there's no problem, is another problem in swimming when you pick your legs up or your arms, you're splashing the water, daladamas. So even if you're in a chotzer, so there's no problem of carrying, still it's usur because of that. Even though it's a smaller place, Brech Le'amayim, Zog Dimora, so obviously he didn't pick up his legs, Lo Kasha. But the less like you do day, or the is like you do day. By is like you do day, there's no is. Is like you do day means it has walls, a swimming pool type operation. So that doesn't look like a nohor. It looks like a kli. In a kli, as if you're swimming in your bathtub in your house, there's not going to be a Xavier Shemiyasa kli shayotin over there. You're not going to raft in your bathtub. So if it's a kli, so if it's a small pool with walls, if it has no walls, it looks like a nohor. It's confused with a nohor. You'll have the Xavier. But if it's an enclosed thing with walls, like our swimming pools, La Marshall, you won't have that ease.